Chapter 2, A Buyer's Guide to Cuba. Before I get into my story, you need to know something about Cuba and about Cuban cigars. By the 1990s, Cuba had been under an embargo for more than 30 years, and both Cuban cigars and Cuba itself had become myths. I was about to find out the reality for myself and make it pay for my dream life. First trip to Cuba. A couple of friends and I organized a trip to Havana, Cuba around 1994. We had booked a rental car and suites at the Marina Hemingway. I was excited at the thought of going to Havana. I knew it would be amazing. We landed in Cuba about 2 p.m. It was like going back in time. It was strange. The people were dressed like the 50s and 70s, and the cars were either very old or new. I saw Russian cars, trucks, and motorcycles for the first time. I didn't know much about them, but they looked like they weren't very good quality. Arriving in Cuba for me was surreal. I soaked it all in like a child at a toy store for the first time. As soon as we got outside, it was a special feeling, hot and humid, and I remembered my summers as a young man. People were everywhere, and there was no order, just a mess of people. In Havana, almost everything was old, dilapidated, and underdeveloped, kind of like the USA in the early 1900s. The José Martí International Airport, HAV, was small. It had two terminals, one and two, one for national and the other for international. Not many planes were coming or going. They were about 1 mile from each other, about 20 minutes from Havana Centro, and they were rustic and very underdeveloped. The USA embargo on Cuba started in 1960, so since the 60s, Cubans weren't getting very much from the USA, and we in the USA were flourishing. We were moving forward so fast, and Cuba was standing still and moving backward. The airport had only two belts to pick up your luggage. Then you walked to the exit area, and they had two signs, nothing to declare, a green sign, and something to declare, a red sign. As I left the airport, I saw two men, both very thin, wearing clothes that had been extinct in the USA since the 70s. They reminded me of the TV show The Mod Squad. I'm pretty sure they were secret police. Remember, Cuba had a Russian influence for 30 years. They had developed many of the Soviet beliefs and procedures. Havana had very few tall buildings and less new construction. Some parts looked abandoned and war-torn. There was almost no industry. They were very far behind. The only thing Cubans were allowed to do were drink, dance, and fuck. You were free to do it any time if you could find a way. I noticed two guys who immediately caught my attention. They looked like New York City undercover drug cops from a 60s movie. One wore a two-tone wife beater, beige with brown trim. I was pretty sure these guys were sent there to watch me. After getting our minivan and our free driver, we left the airport and started on our way to our hotel. It wasn't more than 3 minutes before we saw two girls riding their bikes on the other side of the road. Just like spics from a scene in Scarface, we were hanging out of the windows and throwing catcalls. Surprisingly, they smiled and waved. That was all we needed. We were all yelling for the driver to pull a U-turn and go back. He did, and we caught up to them quickly. I was the first one to get out of the sliding door, and I was pleasantly surprised. She was beautiful, with her shoulder-length, curly, sandy blonde hair, bright blue eyes, white teeth, and a great tan. She was wearing cut-off blue jean shorts, and her legs were amazing. To be honest, I don't even remember what the other girl looked like because I was blinded. At the same time, Antonio was all over them like a vulture, as well as the other two guys. We arranged, mostly through the driver, to meet them at a spot later that evening, since we knew nothing. We agreed to meet at 7 p.m. They lived within a few miles of our hotel, which was on the complete other side of the city. Once we were back in the van, we were all pumped up on adrenaline and male hormones. The adventure had begun about noon on a weekday. As we rolled through Havana Vieja, old Havana, I really saw the poverty. The other areas outside of the airport were kind of rural with old, dilapidated factories and farming buildings, but this was poor. The building hadn't been maintained or even painted. Trash was everywhere in piles, and the people walking around looked like zombies. The driver knew where to go and took a curve along the beginning of the Malecón. We saw girls everywhere, black, white, brown, etc. They were dressed like whores, but they didn't even know it. Again, we all jumped out and pulled four girls into the van. It was on. Now we were ready to check into our rooms. The girls were on fire, flirting from the beginning and making us feel special.